Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Yvonne from LHMPR Radio. LHMPR Radio stands for Learning, Helping, Motivating Press Room. Today, we're speaking with the Liberators. So we want them to tell us exactly who they are, who's in the band, and what are your plans for the future? When do you start to do another project, or are you just going to continue with this project, where you guys are located? And most of all, why did you choose the music industry as a career choice?
What? I hope that I can remember this all. That's a lot. We are from. I'm Lucas. I'm the drummer, and I'm doing mostly a lot of the productions from the band, which is from Holland. And this is
Stefan. I'm the singer of the band, and I'm playing the blues harp on it.
Yes, we actually go way back. I think we started it somewhere in 1980 with this band, and since 3 or 4 years, we have another how do you say that? Another people like Steph and Ronald joined the band. So when we made a new album, but unfortunately we just made it in the beginning of March. I think 1 week later we had a lockdown in the Netherlands. So all the artists here are, they can't play anymore. They just try to do a lot of things online. And that's why we are very happy with your interview here. This is very nice. Thank you very much for that. Why are we in the industry? Because maybe we can't do anything else.
Yeah. You have to be creative. I mean, the same as when you're making music, you have to be creative. So now we are in this situation. I mean, the whole world is upside down at the moment. And you try to do with the things that enrich to put your music into the world and hope that people are watching you so they don't forget you. So all the bookers and all the clubs, they still know that Liberators are, you know, making music and still going strong. Also in this very strange situation around COVID on this moment.
Yes, and it's our main thing is always the direct contact with the audience, and unfortunately we can't do that. For us, it's very, very strange. We did some things online, and we tried to do a lot of things online, and we are recording acoustic sessions, and so we try to keep in touch with our audience, but there's nothing like being on the stage and have a crowd in front of you. So. But I don't know, here in the Netherlands, I think that everybody thinks, well, I can take maybe another year before we really get festivals again and big venues and where we can play. So in the meantime, we have to figure out something else and some other things. And we are trying to do a lot via Spotify and other streaming platforms. And we succeed quite good, so we gain attention and we get more and more audience. But still, we just want to play live, because live is something you cannot replace by online. If you see a crowd and you have the direct reactions of a crowd, and well, that is unpayable. It's unique, and so it's a bit second best.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and about you ask about the project, is it the album or is it new projects? I think that the new album, we're still working on the numbers that we played on the album, so we want to play them live, of course, in the best way. So every song that you make has to grow, and normally when you play on stage, the song is growing, and it's good for the band, it's good for your self-confidence, but also for the people, because you want to do something good on stage. Otherwise, this COVID time is also interesting. I mean, there is a lot of time now, we don't have gigs. So last night we were together with the band, and we took the song from Troubled Mind, but we also worked on new stuff. And so a new project is, we're going back into the studios very soon to go further up with things that we started at Troubled Mind. I believe that we catched a kind of some magic together with the four of us. And we want to keep it close together and making new songs. So that's the thing that we're doing, new projects involved with the new tracks.
It's a very big difference. I mean, our last record was from 1991, and in that time we even didn't have any Facebook or stuff. And then you just were working on an album, and that was the ultimate moment that something comes out. You have a release, there's people attention. But nowadays, it doesn't matter if we made an album because we just wanted to have a collection of songs as the first start to get online again. But what we are doing now is if we have a good song or two songs or three songs, then we just put them online. So that means also that you get and sequential attention, what do you call that? So, and you don't have to wait until you have the ultimate album. And that's a very nice way to release music nowadays. So there's a constant contact with your audience like this.
Trouble Mind is your latest album that you have? The latest single?
What did you say?
What is your latest project, music project?
That was just the album, Trouble Mind. This is our latest. Yeah, and now we are working on a couple of songs. But we are going to the studio in October, I think, then we're going to record. And that's also very different, that we can do the whole mixing and production. We do afterwards in our own studio. And that means that you have peace and quiet and time enough and no budget behind you from this €1,000 a day for studio. So we can, so in Trouble Mind, there are songs that we mix them 20 times over and over again to get the ultimate sound. And that's a very, very big advantage of this time, because you have the studio in your laptop nowadays, which is, but still you need a nice space and good microphones and a good acoustics. And we are recording in the studio in the forest in Belgium. And that means that you are a week or 4 days, you are just isolated and just only are concentrated on making music and recording music, and you even don't have to mix it. You do that later. So that's, I think that we hopefully bring something in November again on Spotify, and then it will not be an album. It will be two, three songs or something like that. We guess. We didn't know yet.
Do you think it's easier now than it was back in the day when you actually had to be signed to a label and you had to have this manager walking around with all these business calls trying to promote them? Do you think it's easier now for bands to promote themselves than it was back then?
Yeah, from one hand, it's easier because, well, you just put something on Spotify and there it is, or on your website, on YouTube. But from the other hand, when we made an album, that was really something as a band, and you had a contract with a record label, and you released an album on a CD or what do you call it, LP. And but now you can do that yourself. But there's about 1 or 2 million other artists also releases. So how do you get attention? Well, first you need to make good music, of course. But so get in the picture. That's really tough. And that was a bit easier if you are only one of the 2,000 instead of one of the 3 million.
Yeah. And I believe also that because there are a lot of people who make music these days, and that's great. I mean, there's also a lot of bands, you know, and they all want to play. Some bands, they say, okay, we come to play in your club if you pay us the drinks and the food, you know, and that's great. But it also makes it difficult to be an artist and to get your money safe, to pay your bills and to do the things that you have to do. So there are positive things, but also negative things. I believe it's always you have to. There must be a good mix of it, you know. But we have to deal with it. And the technology brings us a lot of good things, but we all know that it brings us all sometimes some bad things. And well, you know, take out that and what I'm saying.
I don't know how it is there in the Netherlands, but in the U.S., a lot of musicians pay to be on in gigs. They pay as much as $300 or more. Do you see any value in that, you know, paying to be on stage? I kind of like think it's kind of backwards, because without you guys, there is no show. But I understand sometimes you got to pay, but $300 is a lot to pay, and there's no promotion before or after. So what does the band really get at that point?
Yeah, but that's probably a big difference because we, I mean, I have a career of 40 years in music and we never paid. We always got paid. And sometimes not really very much, but and it depends a bit. You have this, we did some tours with major artists, with big artists, with big names, and even then we got something paid. It was not much, but it was enough to get to pay your hotel and do your traveling and get your food and all this kind of stuff. But normally now we don't do that. And it's a bit of frustration of artists because everybody gets paid and the artist has to come because it's promotion. You know, so that's always a bit tough. But I think that maybe the competition in the US is even bigger than it is in here. It's maybe comparable with UK. It's a bit the same there. There's so many good bands. So, but for free we don't do. We always want to have something paid, unless it's maybe a very very big promotional thing. Then we of course do that.
I mean, we don't play the music for the money. That has to be sure. But yeah, I mean, you're making costs, and there has to be something to get back.
I hear somebody else coming in.
Yeah, somebody else coming in. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. But what I also wanted to say on that is the most of the guys of the band, they all have a job, you know. So I mean, they get paid every month, and except one, he's a full musician. That makes it possible to keep on making music, but not to have to stress from every month to have not enough money to pay the things that you need. I mean, we got all families, we got all children going to school, so we need monthly money. So the mix is okay. We got our jobs, but we have enough time in the weekends and in the evenings in the week to be busy with the Liberators, to come together, to make rehearsals, and to have fun together. I mean, so that's
also
the perfect
quite
mix.
Important. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just curious about that because, like I said, I used to do host open mics and talent showcases, and a lot of promoters used to say, Vaughn, you should be charging the performers. I'm like, well, without the performers, we can't have this show. So I think that we should really start splitting the door with some of the performers. Because after all, how can we do a show without it? And it's like everybody got paid except the people who are performing. So I would just like to answer that question.
Well, that's good. You can.
Oh, with that being said, I want you guys to announce the members of your band again, because we did have someone join in late. So we want them to understand that, you know, that you guys are a band. It's two of y'all, but it's actually four in the band. So if you can announce and what instrument they play, if they're a singer or just a part of it. And also, I will ask you guys, if you have a manager or if you're looking for a manager, you guys are going to kind of like split the work in between the four of you guys.
Ronald Roodbolt, which is playing bass on the Frans Piepenbrock. He's playing the guitars. Stefan Hermsen.
Yes, I'm doing I'm singing and I'm playing the blues harp. Yeah.
And Lucas Vroomen, I'm doing the drums and I'm doing most of the studio work. And we have our management is Pika in the Netherlands. PYCA, and that's where people can book us and ask for more information about the band.
One last thing that a lot of time people hear this and they want to know, well, would they be interested in doing a virtual event? Kind of like an open mic, but it's virtually. Would you guys be interested in that, doing a showcase? So that when someone asked me, well, they're like, sure, you know, contact their management. I'll have the email address for contact.
As an alternative, it would be great.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Alternative for life.
Yeah.
Like I said, everybody's home now, so you get a chance to connect with people who normally wouldn't be at home.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
So they would be out doing other things. So now people trying like, okay, I'm tired of Netflix, tired of Hulu. What else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's true.
Okay, so shout out to close it out. I want you guys to shout out someone who's been in your corner. And then without a doubt, you know, this person or people will be in your corner whether you reach your goals or not. So I'll give the mic to you and let you shout out to someone who's been there for you.
Oh, how do you mean? I don't understand the question.
Like someone that, you know, that helped you that's not in the band. You know, maybe as a family member or a neighbor or a coworker. Someone that always in your corner, even when you're feeling like, oh, I'm not doing so well with this. They're kind of like a pick-me-up person.
Oh, well, it's, of course, our wives. Because we are often gone. And we have some people who join us every time, and the roadies and people who help us. Steve Kors is one of them, and Vincent is one of them.
Vincent Miyagi.
Miyagi is one of them.
Yeah.
And they're really very helpful for us, and they go every gig with us, and they drive us, and they put up the equipment, which is really great.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. With that, we'll close out. Everyone stay tuned. At the end of this, I will play Troubled Mind. I have a link to where you can listen to it and add it to your Spotify list. And people, we need to support artists and musicians and bands by always listening, adding it to your playlist, and sharing it. So that's how they get the motivation to continue to bring us good music. You know, good music, you feel down, you put on your favorite song, and suddenly you're dancing around the house. We want to make that again to where we feeling down, or you just feel like, hey, I want to listen to something different. I want to do something different. So make sure that we are supporting our music makers by adding their music to the playlist, listening to it regularly, sharing it with other people who you think might enjoy.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time. That's We're very happy with this.
Thank you. Yeah.
And we'll check back with you in about 3 months to give us a 3-month update. You know, hopefully we will see you on the big screen somewhere. Maybe we'll hear your music in one of the up and coming movies, which I would love to hear.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Yvonne.
Made it some music supervisor so we can get going. Great songs. Great songs.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Stay safe. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
in a troubled mind won't seem to give up the fight. I keep on telling our lover each and every day, my baby, little troubled mind won't win this fight. No, no, no way. My baby,